Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight on WRMJ. I'm Terry James, and on today's Senior Spotlight, WRMJ's Ty Taylor speaks with Emily Lathrop, a graduating senior at Rockridge High School. This spotlight is brought to you by country financial agent Brent Bigham. Now let's join Ty Taylor.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Senior Spotlight series rolls on. Today we're talking with Rockridge High School senior and class of 2025 graduate Emily Lathrop. So Emily, welcome. Appreciate you taking some time to talk with us.
Yeah.
So let's start by looking at your time at Rockridge over your academic career at Rockridge High School. I mean, do you have any favorite memory or memories that stick out for you?
I mean, there's obviously been some fun memories, like, through my organizations. Like, the NHS puts on the Sadie's Dance, and that's always been really fun for me. But then also through athletics, like basketball games and, like, winning some regional games has always been pretty fun as well.
So you spoke about some of your extracurricular activities you're involved in there. We'll get to those in a moment. But speaking more about the academic side of things just throughout the school day, I mean, do you have, like, a favorite class maybe that you took over your time at Rockridge, or maybe a favorite subject that you really enjoyed learning about?
Well, I've always really liked the sciences, and sophomore year chemistry, like, I really understood, so I decided to take advanced chemistry this year, and I've also really enjoyed that as well. So I'd probably say that's my favorite subject.
All right, so extracurriculars outside of sports, we'll talk about athletics separately here in a moment. You mentioned being involved with National Honor Society off the air. You told me a student council, and then also involved in the Gray Matters chapter at Rockridge High School. So can you speak about, you know, what you've been able to get out of each of those groups that you've been a part of in high school?
You know, in these groups, it's just a lot of teamwork, and I really like working with my friends and just like building bonds and just working to do things for the community. And it's just been really fun to like learn and grow as a team that way.
So speaking specifically about the Gray Matters chapter at Rockridge, I know you've seen a lot of schools, especially locally over the past, you know, 3 or 4 or so years, really, the Gray Matters collective has really been a thing that I think has become more and more popular, which I think is obviously great to see. So what was it about that group that maybe drew you to want to be involved with it?
You know, just a great group of people that just want to help people and just better them, and I think it was just like a really good safe space for people to go, and I think I just really enjoyed that aspect about it.
All right, and speaking about, you know, athletics at Rockridge, played girls basketball, you've over the years competed in track and field this year, cross country in the past as well. So speaking about the athletic portion of things, I mean, what were you able to take away maybe from your athletic career that hopefully you're able to, you know, apply as you move on post high school?
Again, with the teamwork, like, I just have always loved, like, a team setting and being able to, like, lead and help people. And it's just always been, like, a fun atmosphere to be a part of. And I've definitely just taken away, like, have a good time and just work hard and better yourself to be a better student and athlete.
Do you have any specific athletic memories that stick out over the past 4 years?
Well, this year, the shootout in the winter time was a really fun one because we won the game by, it was a very close game, and it was definitely very interesting to see how that played out.
All right. And just speaking about your time at Rockridge High School overall, I mean, what has it meant to you to, you know, now that you'll be graduating from the Rockridge School District and attending Rockridge High School? I mean, what maybe has made this time special for you in your life?
I would say just the people. They've always been really nice and welcoming and have always been so encouraging and supporting. So I would say that made my Rockridge experience pretty special, was just the community around it.
All right. And looking ahead post high school graduation for you, Emily Lathrop, what are your future plans out of high school?
Yeah, I plan to go to Blackhawk College and play basketball for 2 years, and then hopefully sometime transfer to a four-year university that I haven't really decided yet, but that's the plan.
All right, Emily Lathrop, Rockridge senior class of 2025 graduate, joining us on the Senior Spotlight today. Emily, really appreciate the time, and best of luck in the future. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.